Right here.
Hey, we didn't think we were gonna have you.
Yeah, no, I'm right here.
Oh, that's awesome. I called your home phone, and we just called you on Skype. I'm glad it all worked out.
All right.
It's been a busy, busy week this week for me. I don't know if you've had a busy week, but we're also trying some new technology out. I wanted to start this show from just a little bit different perspective than I normally do, if we can. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to pull up some of my notes here. Actually, just take me a second. Because the more I think about the whole overpopulation thing, what I'm wondering is this. I think the global elite know the world is overpopulated. And that, maybe that's something right there we can discuss, yay or nay. Now, when I say global elite, I'm talking about people in the Bilderberg Group, the Club of Rome, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers. And I think these people know the world is overpopulated, but they won't let people like you get out and talk about it. And to me, that's a red flag. And I think they have their own way with dealing with overpopulation. And I think we're seeing just the beginning of this with COVID and some of the other things that I think are coming. Now, I think they may be creating a mandatory vaccine that will potentially shorten people's life. And they want to do it that way so they don't spook the herd. Really, there's only a couple ways we can go about reducing the world's population. We can greatly reduce births, which has been hard. I mean, it's worked to a certain degree in some countries. Or you can do what the communists have done over the years, is to kill people on a massive scale. There's a guy named R.J. Rummel who wrote a book, Death by Government, and he concluded that 110 million people were killed by the communists from 1900 to 1987. And there's another author that's written a similar kind of book. His name is Stefan Kortos, I think. But I think the left in the U.S. is really a branch of the Chinese communists. And I think we're poised right now with this election, where are we going to go the path of the left and become an increasingly more socialist nation? As you can see, they're already attacking our civil rights. Or will Trump get back in and give us 4 more years where at least we have a fighting chance? So could you tonight, when you discuss overpopulation, could you address any of these kinds of issues?
Well, Mark, thank you. It's really a pleasure to be with you and Stephen and your audience, which needs to be the entire United States of America and certainly all of Canada, because our North American continent is in really big trouble. And that's to say the least. And let me give a quote by the Club of Rome back in 1972.
Okay.
And I forget how many scientists and Nobel laureates, but I think the Club of Rome has over 100 Nobel laureates. So we're talking about some extraordinarily intelligent men and women who've distinguished themselves in the sciences. And they said this back in 1972, and I'm quoting, "If present growth trends in population, industrialization, pollution, food production, and resource depletion continue unchanged, the limits to growth will be reached sometime in the next 100 years," unquote. For those of you who have heard me speak on other programs, and certainly this program for the last couple of years, I think I brought it to everyone's attention earlier this year. And it's a book called Blip, titled Blip, Humanity's 300-Year Self-Terminating Experiment with Industrialism, by Christopher O. Clugston, C-L-U-G-S-T-O-N. This book should be read by every American citizen, every Canadian citizen, and essentially every world leader, because it is the most exhaustive book and knowledge and research on the fact that we do not have another 30 years of resources to maintain these monster civilizations that we've created. Whether you look at 20 million people down there in Mexico City, or whether you look at São Paulo, or you look at Rio, or you look at Tokyo, or you look at Paris, you look at any and all of these monster cities around the planet, they are not sustainable, and they are going to collapse. And there is definitely going to be mass starvation. And there's no question that the global elites, whomever they are, whether it is the Illuminati, whether it's George Soros, whether it's any and all of these people that are the Rothschilds, the Bilderbergers, you can go on down the line. Anybody with any kind of a college degree, with in an understanding of biology and science, and I right in front of me right now, in my forthcoming book, I've got over a dozen extraordinary quotes by some of the finest out there. Bill McKibben, he wrote Earth, Making a Life on a Tough New Planet. I've got another one, the Vanishing Face of Gaia, A Final Warning by James Lovelock. Dr. Albert Bartlett, who was beyond brilliant, and he says, can you think of any problem in any area of human endeavor on any scale, from microscopic to global, whose long-term solution is in any demonstrable way aided, assisted, or advanced by further increases of population locally, nationally, or globally? Unquote. Paul Ehrlich, whom I've met from Stanford University, all causes are lost causes without limiting human population, unquote. And this list of these brilliant people, I'm looking at it, and I sit here, and it's exasperating that we, the little people, who have very limited power, are sitting here making this discussion, which should be the discussion of the 21st century America. And we are not making any inroads. I haven't made any inroads as an outspoken speaker and writer and lecturer on the college circuit for over 30 years now. I've had several programs that I've given to colleges and political clubs. And as a matter of fact, Al Bartlett, whom I worked with and knew for 30 years, we lived in Boulder together, Boulder, Colorado, University of Colorado. He was the physics professor there and then became a population expert. He gave his program, which you can go to Al Bartlett, just go to albartlett.org, and you can download his one-hour program, which I saw live many times. And he gave that program to the top world leaders, top Washington, D.C., 1,600 times in about a 25, 30-year period. And yet he, with his PhD, did not make a dent in the national politics. And this is, you know, we're going back to 1970, when the U.S. population was under 200 million, and the world population was around 3.5 billion. And here we are, a simple 50 years later, and it's jumped about 4.4 billion people to now about 7.8 billion people. And it's in the latest figures show that it will hit 10 billion by 2050, which is 30 years from now. And so you see all of this information, and then you see these brilliant, and I've met a lot of these people. I've gone to the population conferences in Washington, D.C., and every one of them, I met Walter Youngquist. He said, and I'll just repeat it, as we go from this happy hydrocarbon bubble we have reached now to a renewable energy resource economy, which we must do in this century, will the civil part of civilization survive? As we know, there is no way that any alternative energy sources can supply the amount of per capita energy we enjoy now through gasoline, much less for the 10 billion people expected by 2050. And energy is what keeps this game going. We are involved in a Faustian bargain, selling our economic souls for the luxurious life of the moment. But sooner or later, the price has to be paid, unquote. And that's Walter Youngquist. In fact, he's the energy expert of the world, and he just passed away, I think, in the last year. And then you go into the sixth extinction session with the E.O. Wilson, the Harvard biologist. And he said that we are on course to lose one third of all animal species on this planet by 2050. That's how fast we are encroaching and poisoning and devastating world habitats. And you sit here, and whomever the thinkers are, or the power brokers, they're not doing anything. And whether it's the president of the United States right now, totally out of touch with what's going on, but so is the candidate on the Democratic side, doesn't have a clue. He's almost an octogenarian, and he does not understand exponential growth factor. And yet we continue. And I'll give you an E.O. Wilson, the Harvard scholar and biologist. The raging monster upon the land is population growth. In its presence, sustainability is but a fragile theoretical construct. To say, as many do, that the difficulties of nations are not due to people, but to poor ideology and land use management is sophistic, unquote. I couldn't agree more. And I knew Dr. Otis Graham. He passed away about 4 or 5 years ago. He wrote the book Unguarded Gates. And he said, most Western elites continue urging the wealthy West not to stem the migrant tide that adds 83 million new babies to the planet annually, but to absorb our global brothers and sisters until their horrid ordeal has been endured and shared by all 10 billion humans packed onto an ecologically devastated planet, unquote. He nails it right there. So to answer your question, whether it's the elites that are attempting or are succeeding in crushing this discussion, I am forever mystified. Mm-hmm. I wrote a huge op-ed to counter one in the Boston Globe this last spring, and the publishers and editors would not publish it. And it was solid as a rock. You couldn't argue for another 100. And what I wrote it was because they had published another guy who said, we need more immigrants, unlimited immigration into the United States to grow the GMP, to have more jobs, to make it a more vibrant economy. That is the Faustian bargain. If any of you don't know what the Faustian bargain is, the Faustian bargain is a deal essentially with the devil so you can be rich tomorrow, today, so your children can be poor tomorrow because you don't care about your children. That's the Faustian bargain, just in a nutshell. And so you sit here and you see these facts, and I can't get on PBS I've tried to get on PBS for 20 years, tried to get on 60 Minutes for 20 years. In fact, I just wrote another letter today and a whole new graph and a whole new query to 60 Minutes there in New York to get on the show again. And I've written all of the Facebook sites, NBC, ABC, Meet the Press, you name it. No one can be as persistent as I am. And yet, because these men in high places have so much power, they can squash any educational information to get out to the American people. They can squash any science, and they do. And they can make sure that no one that speaks on this topic, like we're talking right now, gets to the national level. And so the American people are sitting here. They don't have a clue. In fact, the only people that have a clue, essentially, are the radio shows that I interview on across this country. And I interview on 15 to 20. And so, but then realize this. All of the radio shows that know just exactly what we're talking about here, and I have for the last couple of years on your program, you don't see anything happening on a national level. You don't see the 1 million immigrants coming in legally every year curtailed. Although Tom Cotton of Arkansas, the senator, said we need to cut it down by half. And I know right now for a fact that over 155 million Americans have seen the two videos by Roy Beck of numbersusa.org, and you can go to that or .com, but Immigration, Gumballs, and Poverty, a five-minute video that should change the face of America's understanding of what we are going to head into and we're heading into right now, and that is absorbing that 83 million new babies net gain every year because they're starving to death over in Africa, over in Asia, and over in literally down there in Mexico, and they're coming here or they're coming to Canada. And yet you will not hear any of this. And then that's the other one, the 10-minute one, immigration off the charts, showing what's going to happen to our country. And it's so graphic. It's so powerful. It's so compelling. Nobody, even with a sixth grade education, can't deny that we are running this country over a demographic cliff and that there is no solving or saving us once we have this next 100 million people landing here in America in the next 30 years. And so what I can't understand and what is astounding to me is that the world leaders and the ones that are in power, why do they want to just let this come to the Darwin solution? You know, then the Darwin solution, that solution means massive die-off, massive starvation, massive ecological chaos, catastrophic climate destabilization. I mean, the sixth extinction session going on, and yet you won't hear anybody speaking about it, anyone standing up, anyone doing anything. And I've got another 50 plus top experts that know just exactly what I'm speaking about on this program, and they are trying to speak on every stage across the country, and we cannot get any traction, and they're not getting any traction, and it is astounding to me that we're blindly racing toward that demographic cliff, and we can't get on 60 Minutes or NPR and all of these. I've tried to get on David Muir. I've contacted David Muir. I've contacted Nora O'Donnell. I've contacted Lester Holt. I've contacted the guy that runs Meet the Press, Face the Nation, John Dickerson. I mean, Robert Siegel at Talk of the Nation on NPR. I've tried to get with Terry Gross. I've sent her my book. I've done the same thing with Forrest Whitaker, Leslie Stahl. I mean, everyone, the people that you all know as the top people in this country in the media who interview the top personalities and the top science, and everyone can't get to first base with these people.
I have heard this. Let me just put this out. What if the elite sure. will not allow people like yourself on the larger media? Mm-hmm. Because the elite are planning on reducing the population drastically through things like vaccines, I don't know, maybe other bioweapons. I've heard there's a great economic reset that's coming, the forgiveness of debt and all this, mm-hmm. but they're going to make these vaccines mandatory. And what a perfect way to just kill a lot of people off if they make these vaccines mandatory and they put something in these vaccines. I think there's already things in these vaccines that weaken our health.
Yes.
And, you know, I mean, maybe they kill us off relatively slowly over a 10-year period. Maybe that's their plan. It just sounds like there's some kind of dark plan here to me. If they know the problem exists, and I believe you've agreed they know the problem exists.
Sure.
But they don't want it to, the knowledge of this, to become something that could spook the herd.
That is a possibility, Mark. And at the same time, we could, again, have, as I've said, we need a national discussion debate on what kind of a civilization we're handing over to our children. Mm-hmm. And right now, if you listen to this program and listen to me, I have the science, I have the life experiences, I have the figures. No one can get on a stage or get in front of the cameras and debate me and tell me that we can take on another 100 million people into this country and think it's all going to turn out okay. Because I will scientifically, factually combat them with facts. And the facts are that we cannot and will not survive that next 100 million people that is projected to land on this country because our leaders are so damn stupid or so naive or so vacant in their brains and their understandings of the exponential growth factor that they simply are in denial. And, you know, that kind of denial, it's called cognitive dissonance. Mm-hmm. That kind of denial is what will finish off our society. Because we could get the discussion and the debate going. We could educate all the American people. We could move toward literally a voluntary, you know, the American women in the last 50 years dropped from 4 and 5 and 10 and 15 kids down to an average of 2.03 after birth control came out and after the Earth Day of 1970. So we obviously did it. Mm-hmm. And now, in order to save the entire human race, we need to go to one child per family per woman worldwide.
Yeah.
But we need the religious leaders to do that. We need the world leaders to do that. We need all the scientists to do that. We need all the biologists to do that. We need all the education people to do that across the planet, and especially the religious ones, because religions are the hardest to get to reality. They're so stuck in the past. They can't help themselves.
I know.
Go forth and multiply and have 4 wives and 8 kids per wife in the Islamic world. And you just go down the line. And so
they always say, well, God said, go forth and be fruitful and multiply. Right. Well, I think we did that with the first billion. You know, we've already done that and got the T-shirt. It's time to move on to something else, right?
You know, and again, I feel strongly. I mean, I'm 73 years old. I'm a senior citizen. I act like a kid, and I play like a kid, and I'm extremely healthy, and so I'll probably be around for another 10 years. And what I would like to do is what George Washington and Martha Washington did, and what Thomas Jefferson and I think it was Martha Jefferson did, and Patrick Henry and Nathan Hale and certainly Ben Franklin, and go on down the line, Susan B. Anthony. They were all doing something to ensure a better America tomorrow. And that's why not only would I like this national conference to begin, but it needs to turn into an international conference, because all of us human beings, all 7.8 billion of us right now, have a stake in the future if we have children and we want to live on a viable planet that's going to feed us and water us and have blue skies, clean air, and free and clean oceans with unlimited biodiversity. That, to me, is the most important thing that all of us can give to the future and give to our children. Does that make sense?
That makes perfect sense, Frosty. And I wanted to keep this to a half an hour, and this has been such a fast half an hour.
Sure. Sorry.
And I appreciate you coming on and always bringing so much preparation and information to the table. You got a book you're finishing up. You want to tell people about that before we say goodnight?
Yes. My first book was 17 years ago. It was Immigration's Unarmed Invasion, Deadly Consequences. And it was about the 8 ways to destroy America, a speech by Governor Lamb, who's a friend of mine here in Colorado, who gave the speech there October of 2003. And he granted me the power to go ahead and elucidate on the 8 ways to destroy America. It's on Amazon. It'll freak you out to see how fast and how much it has come to fruition. And then 9 years ago, I did a book, America on the Brink, the next added 100 million Americans. And the front picture of it on Amazon is the Statue of Liberty sinking into New York Harbor because of all the immigrants that are just flooding onto the Statue of Liberty. You know, it was a good thing at one point in time. It's no longer a good thing to immigrate America to death. And the next one coming out next year is America's Overpopulation Predicament, Blindsiding Future Generations. And for those of you who want to, you know, contact me, my email is frostyw@juno.com. My Facebook page is Frosty Wooldridge. And my website is howtolivealifeofadventure.com. And please realize this, every person listening, I couldn't be more deadly serious about: do you want your children to have a viable civilization? And what are you going to do about it? What kind of action are you going to take? And that's the key. And also, I write for newswithviews.com and 10 other news service websites on Mondays and Thursdays. We've got to do this together, Mark. And thank you for allowing this conversation to continue. And we're going to keep at it.
Thanks, Frosty. Thanks, Stephen. Have a great evening, guys.
Stephen, bye-bye. Thank you. Good night.